heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still. When he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lot to talk about today, keeping going. Some news out of Iran, a tape, their foreign minister, Javad Zarif, says that the Revolutionary Guard, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, which are lower-level military officers, have outsized influence on the government. He said that with respect to, remember that general, that Iranian general, Qasem Soleimani, whom the U.S. eliminated several years ago, that he was secretly working with Russia outside of the Iranian foreign ministry to undermine the nuclear accord and to hurt Iran in Syria. That's what he was doing. Now, this is a devastating disclosure. It's a devastating disclosure. And he also disclosed that the military operations of Iran right now frequently are just one-offs by the Iran Revolutionary Nuclear Guard. Remember those students that kidnapped American hostages back in 1979 and blindfolded them and walked them around? The government of Iran is in chaos. The senior people do not run, in some respects, their military policy. So you have read about, I've seen videos of these speedboats going out, harassing our Navy, harassing our Coast Guard. The Navy fired warning shots and drove them away. That is apparently not the Iranian Foreign Ministry or Defense Department doing that. That's apparently lower level people in the Revolutionary Guard. And the higher ups are afraid to rein them in because they'll get a surge of fundamentalist violence and uprising. In effect, you don't know in Iran who is directing their foreign policy. There have been attacks by Iran on commercial shipping, oil carriers, not just Israeli, but international. And Iran's frankly going to have to get control of their foreign policy and their defense policy. If they are serious about stopping the production of nuclear weapons, and apparently they're not serious, and if they're serious about not escalating this, they have got to get the Iran Revolutionary Guard under control. If they hit a single American ship, and if they hit and kill a single American sailor, there will be disproportionate response by the United States. And they will be crippled, their Navy will be crippled, their ports will be crippled. They've got to stop it now. And they're not going to listen to one radio host or one caller in. But keep in mind that when you see an atrocity by Iran militarily, an attack on an oil tanker, an American ship, it is very likely, certainly very possibly, simply the impulse of lower level military officers. And the higher-ups are not countenancing it, but they are going to pay the price for it. However, the higher-ups and the Iranian government are doing everything they can to develop a nuclear weapon. They cannot be trusted. Okay, we're going to go back to the accord, but it has got to be with verification of international inspectors. And last time they went in, there was unexplained uranium enrichment. Uranium has been enriched up to 60%. They promised not to do it above 10%. If it's at 90%, it's nuclear grade. At some point, you cannot have a rogue state. You cannot have a criminal state like Iran with a nuclear weapon. It's very simple, and that will have to be taken out with bombing. We don't want that. We don't want a war. We like the Iranian people personally. All people are good. They have a corrupt government, a terrible culture, a culture of violence, a culture of trying to export their own sadism and their own cancer. They're doing it with Hezbollah. In Lebanon, they're doing it with Hamas, and it simply got to stop. They do not have the military resources to back it up. So when you see a speedboat attacking a U.S. Coast Guard ship, Navy ship, and being driven off, the sad thing is this may be very well just kind of a one-off, just a reaction by lower level military officers. Tonight, Joe Biden is going to give an address, his first address, joint address to Congress. They used to call it the State of the Union. State of the Union was the end of January normally. It's a very big deal. End of January, of course, is right in the middle of COVID and not that many people have been vaccinated. So he didn't do it. This time, to make sure it's done so it doesn't spread COVID, the address will be limited to an audience of 200 people. Nobody will be permitted to bring guests. In the past, some influential senators and congressmen could bring a guest. Nobody can bring a guest this time. If you do the math, 200 people means that a lot of Congress and the Senate aren't going to be able to come, or not going to be able to come. They have been told, the Congress has been told, that if you don't get an invitation to this thing, you will be barred from coming in the Capitol. You show up, one of their bad news people, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, Nunez, Gohmert, Gossert, Lauren Boebert, Colorado, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Georgia. When these characters show up, out they go. They'll be carried out, spread-eagled, and deposited gently on the sidewalk. They're not coming in. Now, obviously, it'll be divided between Democrats and Republicans. This is not limited only to Democrats. I'll tell you something. Some Republican senators are looking to boycott this thing and say, John Cornyn of Texas said, well, you know, if I get an invitation, I'm not going to come. I'll watch it on TV. The Republicans, Slippery Kevin McCarthy, said to Nancy Pelosi, don't invite Biden in. COVID, COVID, COVID. Remember, these are the people that say don't wear a mask and don't get vaccinated. But okay, COVID, COVID, COVID. And let's do it later. How about July? You know, how about next October? How about delaying Biden? And of course, Pelosi didn't fall for that. So 200 people. Jill Biden will be there. Kamala Harris's husband will be there. And of course, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be there. And the Pelosi and the Republicans will get together and they'll invite a bipartisan group of people to come. It'd be nice if they refrained from inviting people who cause disturbance. Remember the guy Joe Wilson when Obama was president? He shouts out, you are a liar. You know, Obama's a nice guy, but what really would have been funny if he pointed to the bailiffs and say, carry him out, drag him out. Drag him out, put him out on the sidewalk. That's what I would have done. But, you know, Obama was smoother about it. Plus, you know, that would have made Joe Wilson a martyr. He looked like an idiot. He is an idiot. In any event, 200 people, no exceptions, no guests. And Joe Biden is going to give an address on infrastructure. He's going to be giving an address on COVID relief. He's going to be, it'll have a lot of topics. Talk about police reform. He'll talk about things that people need to know right now. He'll probably address immigration and all of the hot button items. His first joint address to Congress. And obviously, since it's a mini State of the Union, the only difference is it's in April rather than January, and you have 200 people rather than the kinds of people you'd normally have. I get it. So what? It's going to be a major address. Watch it tonight. It'll be very interesting. It's important. It's an historic address. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Third caller gets a Devil Radio t-shirt. A lot more back after the break.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Very happy to see that Eric Holder's anti-gerrymander group, Eric Holder, former attorney general under Barack Obama, has headed up an anti-gerrymander pro-voter rights group for a while now. He's done great work. They have just brought suit in Louisiana, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania, asking the courts preemptively to draw up the redistricting maps in those states. And why did he pick those states? Why did he pick Louisiana, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania? And he did it because they have split government. Louisiana, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania have split government between their governors and their state legislatures. And Democratic governors will veto any Republican redistricting, and a Republican governor would veto any Democratic redistricting in a Democratic assembly and Senate. So he's saying, let's just get on with it now. You know that there will be a veto in these states and there will not be a fair redistricting proposal. So immediately, let's go appoint what's called a special master, a referee, an expert, some people who know what they're doing, political scientists, statisticians, former judges of both parties, honest people, come up with fair maps. For instance, in Wisconsin, don't divide Greene County and Sheboygan County up and slice and dice it. Keep communities of interest. Stop cracking and packing. And frankly, I wish he'd added Wisconsin to this. It's identical. You're going to have Voss and LeMahieu. LeMahieu is the new, after Fitzgerald, head of the Republican head of the Senate. They're going to come up with an atrocity. It'll be vetoed. It'll absolutely be vetoed by Evers. And then it's going to go to court. Well, why not have Eric Holder start now, go to federal court? So this isn't cooked up in the parking lot. Anyway, he started in Louisiana, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania. That is a very good start. Remember, I mean, Pennsylvania is a swing state. So is Wisconsin. You know, Minnesota is supposedly not a swing state. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump almost took it in 2016 against Hillary Clinton. He almost took it. Came very close. Their congressional seats came very close. So we'll start with those. The good news is he may be using these as a test run. He may be using these as a test run, and there's plenty of time to add Wisconsin, and there are many other split states. So stay tuned, Eric Holder. One thing I've got to say, I really have got to say this. I think Wisconsin has to stop dropping the ball. You know the lame duck legislation that they passed after Scott Walker lost in November of 2018? And he lay in the weeds. He lost, but he got to be governor till January. And in that two-month period, they passed a lot of legislation, among it lame duck, that basically said, Walker didn't lose the election. Neither did Brad Schimmel, the attorney general. Well, maybe they personally did. But now Voss is the governor and the attorney general. That's basically what they said. That's basically what they said. Josh Call, the attorney general, has to get permission from the legislature for a lot of things that are in the discretion of attorney general. It's a constitutional office. The governor is just absolutely, his hands are tied. It went to the courts and to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Republicans said, oh, does this benefit the Republican Party? Does this mean the Republican Party won the governorship and the attorney general? Okay. Well, that's obviously constitutional. That's obviously constitutional. And that's what they did. That's what they did. Well, let me tell you something. We should have, on this lame duck, they did that in North Carolina and it didn't work because the courts down there stopped it. And you want to know why? Because it was the federal court. Why did this thing end up in state court? And that's why I'm glad to see Eric Holder doing this preemptively, going into courts in these states, not waiting for this thing to be cooked up in the parking lot. Not waiting for the Republicans to gerrymander and crack and pack, and suddenly until the year 2032, that's 11 years from now, 2032, you would have Voss and LeMahieu putting poison in our water, forever chemicals, destroying the University of Wisconsin. Next time, what's going to happen is a Democrat will win our popular vote, and they'll say the electoral votes go to the Republican. And if a Republican Supreme Court this time, you know what stopped that? Brian Hagedorn, a Republican, but an honest man who's read the Constitution. I think very highly of him. And he looked at it and he said, look, he probably voted for Trump. So what? So what? He said, I read the Constitution. I read the Constitution, and this is what we're going to do. Well, you might not have a Brian Hagedorn on there next time, or you may have too many Republicans next time. So we have got, frankly, to stop crooked redistricting, crooked gerrymandering. Eric Holder is doing great work in stopping that. I want to see him add Wisconsin to this. Why just Louisiana, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania? Stop the corruption. Stop it now. Coming to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.